A state epidemiology report released in July shows between 2008 and 2013, the number of deaths related to heroin abuse more than tripled. Nationwide, prescription opioid pain relievers are killing twice as many people as heroin. A Southern Peninsula doctor is advocating an antidote for overdose that she says will save lives if used correctly. KBBI's Quentin Chandler has more.
Opioids are either like morphine, naturally derived from the opium poppy, or they are man-made, synthesized from natural opioids. Examples of synthetic opioids are heroin and prescription painkillers like oxycodone. According to the National Center for Health Statistics, in 2013, 16,000 Americans died from prescription opioid overdose and 8,000 died of heroin overdose. At the Ninilchik Tribal Council Community Clinic, Dr. Sarah Spencer is looking to make a dent in the Southern Kenai Peninsula's contribution to those numbers. She's introducing an overdose antidote called naloxone that is proven to counteract the effects of opioids. She wants to give naloxone kits to patients who are at high risk.
The states that have the biggest program that distribute the most number of these kits, like in Massachusetts, where the kits are widely distributed among community members who have an interest in trying to help, they've shown that they've reduced their overdose death rates by approximately half.
Spencer works at the clinic, the emergency room at South Peninsula Hospital in Homer, and she's also working in addiction medicine at the Homer Medical Clinic. She says overdoses are relatively rare in these small communities, but they happen often enough.
I think all doctors who worked in the emergency room in the last year have seen at least one or more overdoses come in. And hopefully if the person makes it to the emergency room, then we can save their lives. But we've had a few deaths in the community in the last year or two from people accidentally overdosing. So if we can save one of those people by having these kits available, that would be great.
Having naloxone kits on hand will give the friends and family of overdose victims a chance to reverse those symptoms immediately. Armed with the tales of naloxone's success in the lower 48, Spencer is introducing the antidote to her coworkers at the Ninilchik Clinic. She and a handful of her colleagues are seated in a semicircle around a small tray holding the naloxone.
This is a trainer for it, like there's trainers for the EpiPen.
This trainer contains no needle or drug.
Spencer is demonstrating how to use the most expensive option, an automatic injector. The white and black trainer has a kind of rectangular shape and fits easily in Spencer's palm. Its biggest perk, it talks its user through the injection.
To inject, place black end against outer thigh, then press firmly and hold in place for 5 seconds. 5, 4.
The price might push people away from the auto-injector, but it's not the only choice. The naloxone itself is a clear liquid, and it also comes in a transparent vial that can be attached to a syringe. The medicine is then injected, or it can be squirted up a person's nostrils. This route means more steps, but it's much cheaper.
If you're going to be paying cash at a local pharmacy, if you don't have insurance, the price varies between $80 to about $120 for the medication. And it is covered by many insurances.
Spencer stresses the naloxone kits are most effective if their users have practiced and know exactly how to assemble and deliver the antidote before they're faced with an overdose.
If you overdose, you're going to be unconscious and you can't help yourself. So the key thing is to have patients, when they get the kit and they take it home, to sit down and read the instructions with their friends and family members who are likely to be around them, and to sit down and watch the instructional videos about how to use them with their friends and family.
Naloxone is now available at the clinic in Ninilchik. Spencer says there are a few local pharmacies on the Southern Peninsula carrying the kits, and they're also available at the Homer Medical Clinic. She's eventually hoping to have the kits for overdose patients who come into South Peninsula Hospital's emergency room.
You know, previously we didn't really have anything to offer them when they left the emergency room other than counseling them to see a counselor, try not to let it happen again. But, you know, as far as being able to give them, you know, a kit to use in case of emergencies, that hasn't been an option.
Spencer encourages anyone struggling with addiction to reach out for help. She says there is hope and a number of community resources they can lean on. In Ninilchik, I'm Quentin Chandler.